从伯大尼。
From Bethany to Bethany.
从约旦河的伯大。
Bethany beyond the Jordan.
一直跟主到了橄榄山的伯大。
All the way to the Bethany near the Mount of Olives.
那么弟兄姊妹，什么叫伯大？
What is Bethany?
伯大尼是无花果之家。
Bethany is the house of figs.
不是无花果树，是无花果。
It's not the fig tree, it's the fig.
什么叫做无花果？
What is a fig tree?
弟兄姊妹，你看上一个无花果树。
When you see a fig tree,
你要问一个问题。
You have to ask a question.
这个树开不开？这个无花果开不开花？
Does this fig tree bear fruit?
所以我们中文叫做无花果。
So when we talk about the fig fruit,
所以表面外面来看看不见花。
Oh, so in the Chinese, it mentions the flower.
如果没有花怎么成长？
But if there is no flower, how do you grow?
所以一定经过开花才结果的，不是吗？
Only after the flower blossoms can you have a
fruit. 但是请大家记得，什么叫伯大尼？
But what is Bethany?
伯大尼乃是无花果之家。
Bethany is the house of figs.
不是无花果不开花。
It's not that the fig does not bear fruit.
无花果开花是开在了里面。
It's not that the fig does not blossom.
只有昆虫从洞里面进去采花粉的时候，最后你看这个无花果就慢慢长大就成熟。
The flowers blossom inside the fruit when the insect goes in.Into the fruit.
所以从无花果，从伯大尼到伯大尼。
So from Bethany to Bethany.
这条路是里面的。
This way is an inner way.
这个世界看不见我们的路。
The world cannot see our beauty.
但是不知不觉的我们就长大。
But unknowingly we grow up.
这就是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
It's from Bethany to Bethany.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters, 稀奇的爱
，quite amazing.
这一段只有约翰福音告诉。
Only John tells us.This account.
所以你看见约翰就在那补这个。
So we see John mending the net.
的确是非常非常稀奇。
It's a quite amazing thing.
那不止。
Not only that.
还有一件事要叫我们跌破眼镜。
The other thing that's going to astound us.
当你读整本的约翰福音的时候。
When you read the entire Gospel of John.
那马太福音讲也是君王。
Matthew speaks that he is the king.
路加讲的他是人。
Luke says that he is the son of man.
然后马可讲的他是仆人。
Mark shows us the Lord as a servant.
那么主耶稣这个约翰福音上讲的是。
And John shows him as the son of God.
他从天降下，人就。
He came from the heaven as on earth.
只有父怀独生子，他变。
And only the son manifests him
in the bosom.
In the bosom.
所以在这里给我们看见说，这是约翰。
So this shows us John.
但是很稀奇。
Quite amazing.
你知道在约翰福音主说了很多的话。
There are many words spoken in John.
他特别说他自己。
And he speaks of himself.
他也常常说他的父亲。
But he also speaks of his father.
你知道吗？在约翰福音讲父父父讲了多少次
？How many times is the word father mentioned in John?
120。
120 times.
主耶稣在约翰福音讲我我我，你要讲了多少次
？How many times does Jesus say me or I?
也是120次。
Also, 120 times.
我们不能讲我。
We can't say I.
我们讲我是堕落。
When we say I, we are defeated.
但是我们的主讲我是荣耀。
But when the Lord speaks of I, it's glory.
因为主说我与父有一。
He says I and the Father are one.
所以明白吗？今天当我们主在那做工、在那说话的时候
，When our Lord is working, when He's speaking,
他从来不是给你看见他。
He does not only just show Him.
他也给我们看见他的父。
But He also shows His Father.
神奇不神奇？
Is that
他明明在那里讲道。
He's speaking a word.
他明明在那里帮助别人。
He's helping others.
他明明在那里做工。
He's working.
当他做工的时候
，When He works,
他对自己充满了知觉。
He is full of his own consciousness.
所以就是你有没有注意到
？Have you noticed?
在四本福音书里
，In the four Gospels,
当主说话的时候
，When the Lord speaks,
他常常有个句子猜我来的。
He uses the phrase "He who sent me."
我们说这就是神呐。
We say, "Oh, this is God."
那为什么主耶稣不干脆就简单一点，就说神就好了
？Why didn't he just say God?
明白吗？为什么他一定要说是猜我来的
？Why does he have to say "He who sent me"?
那稀奇不稀奇呢？
Is this amazing?
那么，如果你读约翰福音
，If you read John，
你就会发现什么呢
？What will you notice？
一共21章圣经
，21 chapters。
第一章
，First chapter。
第二章
，Second chapter。
十八、十九
，18、19 and 21。
二十一是例外
，There are the exceptions。
但是每一章圣经
，Of all in every single chapter，
主都提到差我了。
The Lord mentions He who sent me。
如果只是差我来的。
If the Lord is the one who is sent by
him, 第一表示这个工作不是他发起。
it means that he didn't begin this work.
许多时候我们讲的工作是我们的工作。
When we speak of work, so many times it's our work.
有的人勇敢到地步说我的教会。
Some people are so brave to even say it's my church.
弟兄姊妹，如果你认识主的旨意，
if you know God's will,
如果你真的做工的话，
if you do a work,
你永远记得是差我来。
Forever you will remember it is from he who sent me.
所以证明发起这个工作不是我，乃是他。
This proves that the beginner of the initiator of this work was not me.
那既然差我来的，我一定就是仆人。
So he who sent me means I'm a servant.
所以这句话是有两个意思。
So this has two meanings.
第一个意思
，first
是他打发我来的
，he sent me.
我不过是他的仆人
，I am but a servant.
所以一个主人，一个仆人。
A master and a servant.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
讲到差我来的时候
，when we speak sending out,
我们要问说差我来他有什么意思，他有什么旨意
？What is the purpose of him sending me out?
所以他每次讲到差我来的时候
，whenever he says he who sent me,
一面是举着，一面举着打到发起人是神，还有呢，神一定有个旨意。
It speaks of two things: the initiator of God, and also he has a will.
那我是仆人，当然是完成他旨意。
And if I am a servant, I am to accomplish his will.
对于打发人来说是个旨意。
For the one who is sending, he has a will.
对于仆人来说
，for a servant,
你有没有完成这个旨意
？Have I finished this will?
换句话说，有没有结果
？In other words, have I bore fruit?
所以请记得，每次主在约翰福音讲到差我来的
，Every time the Lord mentions he who sent me in John,
背后有四个思想。
There are four thoughts behind that phrase.
第一个是神发起的。
First, God is the initiator.
第二，神有个旨意。
God has a will.
第三，我是他的仆人。
Third, I am his servant.
我的仆人不是完成我的意思，是完成他的意思。
I am not doing as a servant my will, but his will.
那就一定结出果子来。
And then it will bear fruit.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个天上的声音不是说这是我的爱子，我说喜悦。
Didn't we hear a voice in the heaven that says, "This is my beloved son"? And
如果你光听说他差我来
，If you only hear that he has sent me，
你可能有个感觉。
You might think,
我只是个仆人就是。
I'm just a servant.
但是不是。
But not that.
总共在整个约翰福音，在整个四福音
，In the whole four gospels，
有41次主说差我来。
41 times it's mentioned he who sent me.
如果这样的话，那证明他是神仆人的时候。
It means indeed that he proves that he is a servant of
God. 但是更重要
，But more important，
有13次
，13 times，
他说差我来。
The Father who sent me.
神差遣他的。
God sent His Son.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
他顺服主不是奴隶式的顺服。
He was obedient to the Lord, not just as a servant.
他是儿子，甘心忍受。
But he willingly, as a son, also.
今天不是因为 duty， 所以我做了一个选择。
And he did not do this just because of duty.
我愿意讨父神的欢心，我做了这事。
I want to please the Father's heart, therefore I did this.
所以这是天上的声音是说，这是我的爱子，我所喜。
The voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
他是仆人
，He is a servant.
他也是儿子
，But he is also the son.
现在地上有一个人说阿门。
And then somebody on earth says Amen.
这个人就是主自己。
And that is our Lord.
所以就约翰福音告诉我们。
So only John.
他不管说什么话。
No matter what he says.
他不管做什么工。
No matter what he does.
你不会只想到他。
You can't just think of him.
你一定想到他的父亲。
You will think of his father.
你一定想到他自己不光是仆人，而是儿子。
You will think that not only is he a servant, but he has a son.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
他把自己当作燔祭献。
He was that sacrifice consecrated on.
他说神啊，我来了。
He said, Father, I'm here.
你为我预备了。
You have prepared a body for me.
为什么
？Why？
最后能为着神能够钉在十字架上
，so that he can die on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？Now do you understand？
非常清楚的一件事
，something very clear.
在这里给我们看就是说，是天上的父打发我来。
The heavenly Father has sent me.
所以感谢主，弟兄。
Thank the Lord, brother.
当你如果仔细的从头到尾把这些圣经好好的读过
，If you are to read the scripture very clearly，
我想这是必读的。
You have to read it.
如果你要侍奉神
，If you want to serve，
你不可能把约翰福音没有好好读过。
You cannot not read the Gospel of John well.
我们的神是最荣，神的儿子最荣耀的。
Our the Son is the Son of the Lord is the glory.
但神的儿子能完成父神的旨意。
But he can finish his will.
所以非常非常清楚。
So it's very clear.
那最后
last，
我们要结束以前
，before we conclude，
我们特别提起一点来。
I want to mention one thing.
主耶稣讲到做工。
When the Lord speaks of work,
明显有三次。
He mentions it three times.
他亲眼亲耳告诉，他亲口告诉我们怎样做工。
When he told us how to do a work, he mentioned it three times.
只有三次。
Only three times?
那这三次呢，都在约翰福音。
All three times are in John.
所以我想我们用最后的几分钟我们来看一下。
So for this last minute, let's just review these verses.
我们好不好来看一下约翰福音第四章。
John, chapter 4. John 4:34. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. This is the first time he mentions work.
但是要记得
这
一句话能告诉我们差我来什么。
This explains who he sent, that meaning.
第一，我是遵循差我来的旨意。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me.
所以神发起这个工作。
So God initiated this work.
而且一定有个旨意。
And he has a will.
所以现在我遵循他的旨意。
So I do the will of him who sent me.
我是他的仆人。
Because I'm his servant.
我是他的爱子。
I am his beloved son.
所以我要成，要怎么样做成。
Therefore I am to finish his work.
很多人只做梦不做工。
Many people just dream, don't work.
他梦里面做了很多很多的工。
In their dreams, they work a lot.
到时候你看他们又接受到果子。
But at the end, there's no fruit.
我们的主不是。
Our Lord is different.
神有旨意。
He has a will.
他有结果。
And he would have fruit.
因为什么？我们明白了，如果明白神的旨意。
If we know his will.
怎么会没有果子？
How can we have no
fruit? 因为我不明白神的旨意。
Because we don't know his
will. 我们完全按自己的工作来做。
Because we do our own work.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在很清楚。
Very clearly,
如果是神是发起人
，if he is the initiator，
蓝图是他的 ，blueprint 是他的
，the blueprint is
his， 旨意也是他的
，the will is his，
我只是他的仆人
，we are but a servant，
我要做成他的工作
，I am to finish his work。
所以感谢主
，thank you，
他做成了
，he finished it。
撒玛利亚被救了
，the Samaritan woman was saved。
但在这个时候，主耶稣告诉我们什么叫做工
，and at this time he told us what is work。
所以下面讲了两种的做工。
So there are two different works.
一个是撒种的，一个是收割。
One is the sowing and the other is the reaping.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
他说我打发你们去做工。
He says, I'm sending out to work.
我不是打发你们去撒种。
I didn't send you out to sow.
我打发你们去收割。
I'm sending out to reap.
什么叫收割呢？
What is reaping?
我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的。
I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored.
别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
Others have labored and you have entered.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
所以千万记得一件事
，Remember one
thing， 你可以做主的工
，You can do his
work， 你不可以喊苦的
，But you can't say I'm suffering，
你没有苦
，Because you don't labor，
主打发你去收割而已
，He only sends us to reap。
有的弟兄们说，哦，你辛苦了
，He says， Oh， you've labored much。
弟兄姊妹一点都不辛苦
，No， no labor。
你知道我们的工作什么工作吗
？You know what our work is？
主打发我们去收割
，He sends us to reap。
弟兄姊妹，劳苦是谁呢
？Who did the labor？
打种的劳苦
，The one who sowed。
我们的主是流泪撒种的
，And our Lord was the one who sowed with tears。
他把自己种子种在地里面
，And he planted that seed in the ground。
为我们挂在十字架上
，He hung on the tree for us。
这是许多的子粒
，And he bore many fruit。
他才是劳苦的
，He is the one who labored。
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？You understand？
今天我们要做工
，When we do work，
我们不需要再上十字架
，We don't need to go to the cross。
主已经为我们做完了
，He has already finished that。
他是撒种的
，He is the one who
我们收割的
，We reap。
收割什么意思
？What does reaping mean？
收割就是说收别人所劳苦的。
Reaping that which others have labored。
主在十字架上经过了劳苦。
On the cross he has labored much。
现在我们可以相信他了。
And then we believe in it。
信死的有永生了。
And then we have eternal life。
所以弟兄姊妹，这差我来者就是做神的工。
And the one who sent me, I'm doing his work。
所以现在我们就来到第六章
，Chapter six。
到了第六章
，Chapter six。
第二十九节
，verse 29，
耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，这就是做神的工。”
Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God that you believe in."
现在你明白吗？现在你明白吗
？Now do you understand?
什么叫做信
？What is belief?
就是收割。
Reaping.
你不只自己相信
，Not only do you believe,
你也劝别人相信。
You encourage others.
你做了什么，弟兄
？What have you done?
主恩待你。
The Lord has been
你做了那么多工作
，You have done so much work.
你还在告诉主说，主啊，我是无用的。
You say I am such a useless servant.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在你明白了。
Now do you understand?
信神所差来的
，Believe in whom?
这就是做主的工。
This is doing
his work. 但我要问你， 你是撒种呢还是收割？
I ask you, are you sowing or reaping?
所以我们要弄清。
We need to be clear.
今天我们有份于神的工作。
We have a portion in his work.
所有最重要的工作我们就已经完成了。
The most important work he's already accomplished.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们是主差我们去进入别人劳苦。
Today he has let us enter into the labor of others.
十字架就为你所带给了我们所有的好处。
We have gained all the benefit of the cross.
我们不是自己得着了。
Not only have we gained,
我们也要告诉全世界。
And we have tell the whole world.
我们帮助别人。
We help others.
这就是做工。
This is doing the work.
你看见吗？三次主耶稣讲做工。
Three times he mentions doing work.
没有人讲做工比主讲的更好。
Nobody speaks about the work.
没有人讲做工比主讲的更准确。
Nobody speaks more accurately than the work.
我们可以东讲西讲。
We can speak all over the place.
在这里用三节圣经
but three verses,
告诉我们什么叫做工
he tells us what work is.
然后用四十一个地方表示差了我来差了我来
and 41 times it says he who sent me
那个就是这三节圣经总的所有的解释
and this is the entire explanation of these three verses
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在我们应该起来
now we need to stand up
我们应该做工
we need to do work
你看见吗主为我们定时
的 the Lord was nailed to the cross
因为麦子落在地死了
unless a grain of wheat drops to the earth
就结出许多的子
and it dies then
那么我们应该怎么做呢
What do we do?
那就是第九章
Chapter 9
你记得第九章就是瞎子的故事
Do you remember the story of the blind?
主耶稣不是要医治个瞎子的吗
Remember he was going to heal the blind from birth?
那就在那个故事里面
And at that story
第四节
Verse 4
趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工
I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day
你看这主的话
It is his word.
黑夜将到就没有人做。
The night is coming when no one can work.
弟兄姊妹，你为什么不能做？
Why can't you work?
因为黑夜到。
Because the night has come.
你如果在黑暗里面，你怎么能做？
If you're in the night, how do you do a work?
你知道今天在黑暗里面有多少神的工人？
Do you know how many workmen are in the night?
他们本领大了。
They have much ability.
他们还是能够做工。
They can still do work.
但主怎么说？
But what does the Bible say?
趁着白天。
The Lord says, while it is day,
我们必须做差我来的。
We need to work the works of him who sent me.
主马上自己就解释。
And the Lord immediately
什么叫白天，什么叫晚上。
What is day and what is night?
他说我在世上的时候是世上的。
He said, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
弟兄姊妹，
这
就告诉我们怎么做神。
This shows us how to do God's work.
只有在光底下我们才能。
Only under the light can we work.
这个光先照亮我们。
This light shines on us.
给我们太阳不配做。
Shows that we are unworthy.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为在这光底下。
Under this light.
保罗看见了神的荣耀是显在基督的脸上。
Paul saw the glory manifested in the face of our Lord Jesus.
结果保罗就磨成神儿子的形。
And Paul was conformed to the image of his
Lord. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主怎样是无愧的工人。
How is the Lord a workman that
reproaches? 保罗现在也能是无愧。
So was Paul.
我要问你。
I ask you.
你有没有看见神？
Have you seen his face?
一个孩子一生下来，
as soon as a child
没有多久以后，
soon,
慢慢就看见母亲。
Very soon he sees the mother's face.
然后他在母亲的脸上。
And grows under the face of the mother.
这就为什么人庆祝母亲节不庆祝父亲节。
That's why people celebrate more Mother's Day than Father's Day.
没有一个孩子在父亲的脸光底下长大。
No child grows up before the father's.
保罗一开始。
From the very beginning,
就看见神的荣耀显在基督的面前。
Paul saw that the God's glory was shown forth on the face of our Lord.
所以他说我们藏着。
So he says we hide our face.
弟兄姊妹，我们就变化从荣光荣耀
，changing from glory to glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见了保罗就改变。
Paul was then.
保罗本来是抵挡神。
Paul was who
本来。保罗是拆毁神工作
He destroyed the Lord's work.
感谢主。现在保罗能够把酒倒下来。
Now Paul can pour out the wine.
他能够说，我当好了。
He says, I have ran the race.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们就要做工的秘诀。
We know the secret of work.
必须在光底下。
It has to be under the light.
我们有没有常常在主的面光
？Are we often under the light of our？
如果常常在主的面光。
If we are under his light,
你认识你
you know yourself.
如果我们常常在面光中
if we are under the light,
你也看见神的荣耀显在基督里面
you see the glory manifest on his face.
然后我们张扬他的荣耀
and we behold his glory.
我们就天天改变
and we will be changed daily.
所以说夫妻做了一辈子，后来很像。
And the spouses, when they are married for many years, they end up looking alike.
你看我，我看你，看了五十年。
I look at you, you look at me for over 50 years.
你说不是？你是不是常常在神的面前？
Are you always before His face?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是。
This is the secret of work.
这是无愧的。
This is a workman irreproachable.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我把这些话交在你的手。
Lord, we want to commit these words into your hands.
如果你觉得好，就使用这些。
If you feel that these words are useful, please use them.
但是不要让仇敌偷取。
Do not allow the enemy to steal them.
这些话乃是为着你的人。
These words are for your
glory. 这些的话呢，是把我们打倒在地上，像保罗一样。
These words are to knock us down like Paul.
我们愿意一辈子做你爱的仆人。
We want to be your bond slave.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
我们愿意做一个把生命完全倾倒。
We want to be those who could be completely poured out.
因着你的人，因着你的爱。
For your love,
叫我们早日能磨成你的心。
May we soon be able to be conformed.
你怎样是无愧的工人
？How you are workmen irreproachable.
巴不得我们蒙你的恩典。
By your grace,
有一点点像
may we be a little bit like
我们就心满意足
then we will be satisfied.
听我们的祷告
listen to us.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名
in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.